is now. Let's get to it. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Hello everyone, I am Filippo and this is Life Changes with Filippo. You know, our guest today is going to be talking with us about a subject that very few people like to talk about. But I'm glad we're talking about it and I'll share exactly why during the show. It's a subject that we all are very familiar with, dying. Our guest is Becky Hawkins. She is a nurse and an author. She's written a book called Transitions, A Nurse's Education About Life and Death. Now listen to this. When you've compassionately aided people leave the planet for 30 years, helped them be comfortable, reduced their pain, and listened to their words, what emerges is not just a way of dying, but also a way of living. Now, that's what Becky Hawkins not only has discovered, but has written in her uplifting and beautiful new book, believe it or not, Transitions, A Nurse's Education About Life and Death. Hawkins, who has spent the heart of her career as an oncology and hospice nurse in Oklahoma, offers 60 tenderly rendered short recollections of those experiences that stayed with her, the ones that touched her heart, took her breath away, and opened her to a greater wisdom. It's that wisdom which she shares with us today, and how we can all live better, more richly, more wisely, and with greater love, before we too transition and look back to wonder what we missed. And furthermore, how we can help those who are dying to go with grace, peace, and love. Now, I, too, have a couple stories that I've actually never shared with people or with very many people, and certainly not in public, about some of the experiences I have had with people who are passing. There is one story that I will share when we come back, and it ties in perfectly with what our guest Becky Hawkins talked about. So I am Filippo. This is Life Changes with Filippo, and we'll be back right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo, and this is indeed Life Changes, and our guest today is Becky Hawkins. Now, earlier I said that I, too, had some stories with death and dying, and one that I am comfortable sharing now is when my grandmother passed away. Now, this is the grandmother who lived with us my entire life, almost up until she passed, because my mother hurt herself and was not able to care in the last few months of my grandmother's, just before she passed. At that point, my grandmother was 99 and 11 months, and she had been with us my entire life. And what can I say? She was very close to us, and my mother was caring for her in her bed, my grandmother's bed in our home for the last 5 years of her life up until the last few months, which tells me that maybe there's no coincidence, that maybe these two souls didn't know how to say goodbye to each other, and so my mother got hurt and couldn't walk at that point, so she couldn't care for my grandmother in her bed, so my grandmother had to go to a convalescent home. So the moment that I wanted to share real quickly with you all is that my uncle, my grandmother's oldest son, and my father, who was like a son to my grandmother and who had cared for her all those years while she was living with us, and us three men, went to go say goodbye because it was obvious my grandmother was on her way out. And my uncle, who she obviously raised, held her hand and talked to her and said, "Mom, mother," you know, "mamma" in Italian, and nothing, no response. And my father did the same, and nothing, no response. And I don't know where I got this from, but I decided or thought of focusing on a spot about 3 feet above her head. And then I started to say in my mind that she could hear me if I said this. So I, in my mind, started saying, "Thank you for having been such a good grandmother, for having always been with me while I grew up. And I bless you and I thank you. And I know it's now time for you to go. And whenever you see it's time, it'll be hard for me, but I will always remember how wonderful you were." And at that moment, her, who had had her eyes closed the whole time, and who had not been responding even to my father and her son, my uncle, grabbing her hand, she looked directly at me with her eyes open and smiled. Now, to me, that's miraculous. But that's not what I was focused on at the time. At the time, I was thinking, "Wow, I did it. I got through to her. Wow, this is really cool. How did I know to do that? Where did that come from?" Anyway, I'm kind of proud of that, I guess.
That's definitely something to be proud of.
It is. I mean, you know.
In fact, I think there's a business somewhere in there.
A business?
Yeah.
How to talk to dead people?
Yeah. Some people see dead people. You would talk to dead people. It's a transition specialist.
Well, maybe we should talk to Becky about that and say, "Hey, is there anything to focusing on about 3 feet above somebody's head and talking to them in your mind?" I mean, maybe there is.
I'll bet you there is. I think that, you know, that's why, while I was dying,
while you were dying,
I almost died when I found out that Becky was going to be on tonight.
Oh.
But I think it's something, it's a topic that we really haven't either been taught properly or just don't know and haven't carried down or have been disconnected from in terms of, you know, I think the way that death is embraced in other cultures and certainly in ancient wisdoms. It's in the way of celebrating life and, yes, all of the other aspects of what happens in that transition. You know, it's an interesting timing of this. I was somebody shared a video of Stephen Hawking talking to a young boy who had a life or a near-death experience the other day. And Stephen looks at us as computers. And when you're done, you're done. And that's it. Like an old computer is done. And I actually felt a little bit sad when I heard that.
For him.
For him.
Yeah.
And I look forward to having him on the show to discuss this because I don't know how you can look at things from such a finite perspective when there's so much of these types of examples like you just shared.
Yeah.
Right? The synchronicity, the amazing, the miracles, the happenings that that surround, you know, living and then, of course, dying. And I certainly have some stories of my own.
And actually, I started going through the book and Becky's book. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, just like what you're saying, opposite to what you're saying, actually, these computers, if they were dead, these things wouldn't happen. I mean, the near-death experiences and all of that. So it's fascinating to me, and I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I read about us needing to talk about it more. And, you know, frankly, this is the first time we've had it on the show. You know, this discussion.
That is true. Well, it's
not about life changing.
Well, we've had Danian was on, and of course, so there's been
Danny Thomas,
Danian Brinkley.
Oh, yes, Danian.
Brinkley.
Okay.
The other Danian.
Yes, it's true. Well, that's it. Right, actually, true. But that was more about his experience and life after.
Yes, but my point is that we did touch on this, but we didn't go into the commonalities, right? It was like you said, it was about him and his journey, but how does that relate to, or how do people relate to their own story, their own transition? And as you said, I think there's so much more going on with the way we call or plan, our soulmates, our soul partners, and living out, you know, the roles that we're playing in this life and then transitioning out of that and, you know, how whatever relationship or unfinished business is there, and does that make it harder or easier to transition and all those aspects.
You know, that's interesting. I could have told my grandmother, it's like, next time maybe you could be my, or something. I don't know, maybe that. But you know, actually, I read some in a book about a New Zealand tribe. I loved this, that when a child is born, they say to the child, like the tribe gathers and says to the newborn child, we love you, we thank you, we're happy you're here, we look forward to sharing this journey with you, something like that. I should find the exact words.
The Maori.
What's that?
The Maori.
The Maori do that? Okay, maybe it was them that I read about, but if not, there's another one. And then that they, at the end, while somebody is passing, they get together and they say, it's, I think, almost the exact same thing. We love you. We thank you for having shared this journey with us. And we look forward to the next time or something like that. So what could be better? I mean, how beautiful.
Well, you kind of wonder where inspiration is drawn from. You know, remember the beginning of Avatar when I can't remember her name, but the warrior, the female Avatar. Avatarian? Yeah. What was her name? I can't remember. The Na'vi, the female Na'vi warrior, when she was killing off the animals, was doing it in a respectful way and honoring that death and thanking them for their participation.
That's right. Well, you know what? Before we go to commercial, let's bring Becky on and actually talk to her about this. Becky is the author of Transitions, A Nurse's Education About Life and Death. And, of course, she was a hospice nurse for over 30 years, even before there was actually hospice. Becky Hawkins, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. I'm really glad to be here.
Look what conversation you have already sparked by putting out this book. What do you think of that?
That thrills me. I love hearing this conversation because I think it's the conversation we all need to have. I think you're right in that in this part of the world, we don't talk about it enough, and we need to educate each other and help one another know how to be present to one another as we are passing. And just like you were with your grandmother, being able to converse, and I think that's what a good hospice nurse, a good hospice team can help educate a family into. And that's what I'm hoping my book will too, that you will hear my patients' stories, their voices, and understand some of the things that I was learning at the same time.
Yeah, and I look forward to sharing some of the stories with our audience here in just a minute. And also a little bit of your story, because obviously there's no story without you. And that's where it all begins. Somebody who actually consciously says, hey, this is going on. And not only starts to make a record of it, starts to live one's life by it, but actually writes a book that helps other people. So we'll talk more about that when we come back with Becky Hawkins. I am Filippo Voltaggio. This is Life Changes with Filippo, and we're so happy you're with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A healthy new you is on its way, and it starts with Laminine. Laminine is a natural, synergistic superfood that contains most known vitamins, important trace minerals, all 8 essential amino acids, and other nutritional elements. Laminine is nature's most perfect food and the perfect combination of life-giving sustenance sourced from land, sea, and plants. The key ingredient in laminine is a normal adaptogen called fibroblast growth factor, which helps to create a balance or normalization and aids in restoring the body to its natural state of homeostasis. Regular use of laminine has been known for reducing the signs of aging by giving you healthier skin, decreasing the effects of stress, increasing physical, mental, and emotional strength, increasing libido, and it's also been believed to elevate serotonin levels, thus improving mood, aiding in brain function, and increasing alertness and focus, all while developing an overall sense of well-being. Are you ready for the healthy new you? For more information, email trylaminine now@gmail.com. That's laminine, L-A-M-A-N-I-N-E, or call 818-462-6782. That's 818-462-6782.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo. Now, our guest today is Becky Hawkins, author of Transitions, A Nurse's Education About Life and Death. And, of course, Becky, I've actually heard a couple interviews that you've done, and I know that you, quote-unquote, kind of fell in to nursing. And I say quote-unquote because, obviously, your life's path seems to have led to everything that you did. But I have to ask you, I love the fact that you fell in, quote-unquote, into hospice before there even was hospice.
That's right. Because whenever I was working on the oncology floor, the hospice was not up and running then. That was 1980. And we had everything from a patient being newly diagnosed with cancer to the patients that were on their way out. And so those were the patients that I felt most comfortable with in taking care of and being with. They're the ones that really resonated with me. And that's when I knew that's what I wanted to do. When they opened up their first hospice in this hospital, I saw their first hospice patient.
Wow. Wow. How did hospice come to be? Is it that they started to see that some humanity needed to be handled differently? I mean, do you know?
Yes, Cicely Saunders in London, 1967, is the one that started it. And you're right, because people begin to realize, why are we carrying people, our loved ones, off to the hospital to protect the family from watching them die? Mm. You know, centuries before, the person was taken care of at home. You didn't send people off to hospitals and ICUs to die. You took care of them at home when they were dying, and the whole family was involved. Well, we were shielding ourselves from understanding the full circle of life. Life does not go on forever and ever here. We are born and we die. And our families need to understand that we as a generation can do more for one another when we are involved in the whole process and we come to believe that we're not going to live forever. Some people would like to believe that they are. But the truth is, you're born and you die. And you can learn so much from one another when you're involved in both of those processes. So it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I've been with so many people as they were passing, people that would have pre-death visions and share those with me about what they were already seeing, about what they were already experiencing. Some of my patients had near-death experiences long before they passed. And so they, too, would share with me their stories and why they were not afraid to pass. They came to understand that this was a natural progression, that they were dying at their particular time because it was their time. So these people over the years helped educate me in wanting to help educate others and to not be afraid to live your authentic life, because a lot of them would tell me as they were getting ready to pass, I wish I would have done this or this, Becky. I spent all this time doing this other thing, and I wish I'd have done what I really wanted to do. So they were teaching me how important it is that you live your authentic life and that you not be afraid of dying. This is my hope with this book, is to try to help people not be afraid of the word death or dying.
You know, Becky, in another interview, I heard you say how you were doing what you came to do or what you loved doing. And so, in a sense, you were doing what these people were telling you they wish they had done.
Yes, yes. And how blessed am I that I got that figured out at an early age, because I didn't have a clue whenever I took that job in a nursing home as a nurse's aide. Hardest work I've ever done, least amount of pay I'd ever received, but I fell in love with it. And that's what helped me to go to nursing school. And I didn't have any money. We were poor. We didn't have money. So it took me 7 years before I could go to nursing school. But then I went right into oncology, and again, I fell in love with it. I knew that that was where I fit.
You know, and I wonder if everything that you're sharing with us through the book and through the interview, it also helps, well, decidedly, helps with the grieving process, because you either start grieving earlier, or maybe it's not a matter of grief. I mean, what am I saying here?
Yes, it does, because we do preparatory grieving. You know, I've lost several family members, and the last chapter in the book is called My Brother's Keeper, and it's my journey with him. He was 52 years old and died 3 years ago, and I took care of him from his diagnosis through his treatments and his death, and even did his funeral. It helped me early on, because I began that preparatory grieving, that early grieving and understanding that he was going to pass, which helped me to also, as time went on, to deal with the emotions and the understanding that, yes, I did know that this was a good thing for him to not be suffering anymore, but it's still hard. And maybe we can help one another to understand how to be present to one another in these transitions, that we can help the family that's left behind, as well as the patient that is beginning to leave also, because they will tell you too, I'm so sad. I understand I'm going to a better place, but I'm still so sad to leave you, because this is what I know. I'm very human, and it's hard for me to leave. But a lot of them, as the closer they got, the more they would withdraw into themselves and begin to make that transition, even before they quit breathing.
Mm-hmm. Becky, I heard an answer you gave to the question, what is it harder or isn't it harder with people that are 16 or children?
Oh, yes. It was for me. Now, I can't answer for everybody, but it was for me, because you and I believe, as we have been raised in this part of the world, that we should all have 80 years or 90 years or plus. But the reality is that there is no given date on your birth certificate that says you have been awarded 56 years or 20 years or 80 years. The reality of it is we're here as long as we're supposed to be here. This is what these people that teach me about death and dying and crossing over, their near-death experiences, is that we are these precious, beautiful, beloved spirits who, for a very short time, even if you live to be 110, come and put on these clay vessels and live in this earth school to grow our souls and learn how to love one another better. So who are we to say, this child should not have died at 2 years old? This young person should have not died at 16 years old. We don't know the whole story, but what we can do is just be with these people and be present to them, be comforting the very best that we can to them, because yes, it is hard. Because if that is your 2-year-old, or if that is your 16-year-old, then you do feel like you're being robbed. And so you never want to say anything to them except, I will stand with you. I will be with you. I will walk with you as far as I can in this journey.
You know, Becky, if there's one thing that I hope that you are, I hope that the audience and myself are getting from this, is that that I will be with you, I will stand with you in this journey is not something you just say at the time of death, but throughout the life, because we just don't know how long we all have together. So wouldn't it be great if we could live joyfully and peacefully with each other and every moment. And then when those moments come, maybe there won't be as much grieving. I'm sure we'll talk about that and lots of other things when we come back right after this. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo, and we'll be talking again with Becky Hawkins.
Today, experience The Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change. Written by Bradley Quick, author, producer, motivational speaker, and host of the award-winning radio talk show, The Quick Fix with Bradley Quick on CoolChangeRadio.com. Bradley's passion for life is evident in this book, written so you can experience health, find your purpose, and have more effective relationships. Beating insurmountable odds, overcoming death and being paralyzed, Bradley fought his way back so he could help you conquer your struggles. Experience increased health, vitality, passion, and purpose in your life right now with The Quick Fix, and read about Bradley's courage, ambition, and determination to live. Whether the issue is your thoughts, your physical body, or you just want to feel better and be happy, The Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change, will change your life. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, take positive action now and receive a free guided meditation CD with your order. That's a $20 value free with your order today. Go to BradleyQuick.com. That's BradleyQuick.com. Take control and begin feeling better now. Get the book and free CD now at BradleyQuick.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit LifeChangesWithFilippo.com and click on our representation page. And now a public service announcement from E! News anchor Juliana Rancic for the National Italian American Foundation.
We're fighters. You know, Italians are fighters, and we have passion, and we take great pride in our work. I truly believe that if I weren't Italian and I didn't have my parents, who are the ultimate Italians, as role models, I really don't believe I would ever have reached my goal. I'm an Italian American and I am so proud of it.
The Italian American heritage. Live it, love it, celebrate it.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's L-O-U-I-S-E. ASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at LifeChangesWithFilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo. Indeed, talk about life changes. Our guest today is Becky Hawkins, author of Transitions, a nurse's education about life and death. And Becky, I was just about to give your website out, but the only one I have is the one to the book. Is that the one we should give out?
LadyHawkPublishing.com. Just like it sounds, L-A-D-Y-H-A-W-K, publishing.com.
Excellent. And so in the book, it's full of stories. And I'm a stories person myself, so you're a woman after my heart when I started to look through this. And also, in one of the chapters, I read that there was some ornery woman, and you said to one of the nurses who was forewarning you, well, I bet she's got some great stories in her. And I thought, love it. Love that attitude. What got you interested in the stories?
The stories are what came to me just going through the experience. You know, being aware of how the patient was dressed coming in, the patient's attitude, the family that came with them. Because it's not just the patient and the disease process, but it's everything that is wrapped around that. That's why I especially enjoyed doing hospice in their homes, because you got to meet the cat and the dog, and you saw the wedding pictures and the neighbors that would come in and out, and the family that would come in and out. And you got to observe the interactions between the patient and all these different people and what was really going on. You could get a feel for the big picture, not just a piece of the picture like sometimes happens in the hospital. So there was a story. You know, everybody has a story. Every person you've ever met has a story. But when you spend time with people, and especially in that environment where I got to be with them at a very crucial time, you hear their story. And you are blessed by their stories, every one of them. And so to process my emotions, I started writing about what they were teaching me and what I was feeling and what I was experiencing as I was watching them experience their life and death process. And that's when I started writing that newspaper article in 1986 called Beyond Statistics, to share with my community what I was learning. And so to put some of them into a book has been a great joy for me, because I've been blessed by so many people that said, oh, this means the world to me. I needed to know more about this, but didn't know how to ask anyone. So this is good. I really appreciated your story at the beginning of the show, because that was what was so important, is that you three men were there with her. Dying teach us that the hearing is the last sense to go. They still hear us, even if they're in a coma. But the spirit most definitely is aware. And the spiritualist will tell you that your spirit dwells about 3 to 6 feet above you.
Oh, geez. Oh, man.
So when you did that, you know, either your angels were guiding you or something, because you were connecting right to her. And that's why she opened her eyes and looked at you. You connected to her soul. Bless you.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Wow. This show was all about that, I guess, in so many ways. Thank you. You know, actually, I wanted, and I do want to say thank you, because it was actually the next thing I was going to say until you blew me away with that, that how beautiful to listen to you talk about this kind of work, which to some people is hard work and thankless work, in their opinion, not enough money, etc., and work that so many don't want to do. And so talk about the people that you say as they're checking out, I wish I would have done what I wanted to do. And I hope that there are people out there listening to you saying, you know what, I'm good at that. I want to do that. I want to help those people, and that they do it. Because, Becky, perhaps you knew some of these people, you know some of these people, but I have had, through third-party experience, learned about hospice nurses, men and women who don't like what they're doing. They go in, they treat the person like an animal, don't care about the wedding pictures, don't care about the stories, the cat, the dog, and to them it's a job that they can't wait for the clock to turn.
Well, bless their hearts if they need to be doing something different, because hospice nurses, hospice teams need to be all about that patient and that family and bringing them the very best care, the most love that they can give, because this is such an honor and a gift for anybody to get to be with a family and a patient during this time. It's just a huge blessing. One gentleman told me one time, that he was sorry that he was dying because he had been angry at a neighbor that was a friend of his. He'd been mad at him for 40 years. And he said, look at this time that I've wasted, Becky. He said, I could have been spending time joking around with him and being together with him. And he said, I let that anger stay with me. I chose the anger instead of his friendship. And he said, I'm very sorry. He said, I'm going to try to connect with him and help him to know how much that I regret that. He said, you need to tell people, please tell people, don't hold on to their anger. Don't live in the past. Live in the present and understand that you can't rush ahead to the future, but you need to be living right now. And today, he said, I regret that I was angry for so long. So they were always trying to share with me stuff that maybe they did not want to share with everybody, but they felt safe with me in knowing that I would not grieve about it, perhaps like a family member would. But indeed, they were blessing me and helping me to know so many things. I was so young at the beginning, I don't think I fully got it until much later. But there was lessons after lessons after lessons about life and death and what you want to do with it. Hopefully, each and every one of us will have someone with us who will be tender to us, like you all were with your precious grandmother, and will stand by our side and maybe share with us, I remember what you did for me, and I thank you, and I love you. And I have people ask me all the time, what if I was told that I was going to die? What would I do different? I'm hoping that I'm living every day ready, and that each and every day I'm making a difference somewhere and reminding my grandchildren, who are 20 and 22 now, how precious they are to me. My daughter, how much I appreciate her. My precious husband, how much I appreciate him, and that I'm caring for different people in different ways. Am I an angel or a saint? No, I'm very human, and I'm a student of life just like everybody else. But because of this experience, I think I've come away with an understanding about how fragile life is, how precious it is, how brief it is, and that I want to do whatever the Lord would lead me to do, to be still, or to speak, to write, or to sit at that bedside, wherever he wants me. And that's what I would urge all people to do. What do you want to do with your life? Be doing it today. Don't put off what you can be doing today.
Wow. And therefore, at the end of their day, then they don't have to have, hopefully, as many regrets as some of these people that have passed on before them.
Right.
Becky, this has been very special on so many levels. I want to remind everybody that the book is called Transitions, A Nurse's Education About Life and Death, that you can get it at LadyHawkPublishing.com, www.LadyHawkPublishing.com. Becky Hawkins, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'll just briefly say that they can find it at barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com as well.
Ah, well, I didn't know that, so I'm glad you did say that. Well,
and I want to tell you that you're a very special soul. What you're doing is very important. You're leaving beautiful footprints upon this earth with this show. So the Lord be with you, and thank you.
Thank you, Becky. Thank you very much. Well, with that, I am Filippo, and we'll be right back with our producer's wrap on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
F-I-L-I-P-P-O, that's me. I am Filippo, and this is our producer's wrap with Mark Leger after an interview with Becky Hawkins.
That was a great interview. It was a great discussion. And wow. How many moments were made during that discussion?
Yeah, right? How appropriate, too. It's a big subject.
Well, it's as we were saying a little bit after your monologue in the story of your mom as passing. This is something that I think we don't get. We're not taught this, and I think there's two different aspects that at least resonate with me. And one is the fact that we're not taught the physical associations with death. You know, that death is like suffering an addiction. You know, we build a certain set of chemical references around these relationships, and so not only do we have to accept and understand the transition out of, you know, this lifetime and out of our roles as soul partners, but then we have to deal with the transition that's going on in our bodies. And I think, you know, all of this on our side and on the passing side, you know, could be better discussed and better educated, better explored. Not saying we have all the answers, but I think there's so much more that we could learn that would make death even not something to look forward to, but something to be present for and experience, like Becky was saying.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because there is something that we do talk about, and we talk about a lot. And to me, that might be worse than dying, and that's getting old and getting sick. People seem to have gotten so accustomed to what getting old is and to what getting sick is, so much so that they're bringing on this stuff
long before it might not even have to happen.
Sure, all the I'm getting old. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling older, and I'm gonna, you know, almost manifesting.
Exactly.
I must have Alzheimer's. I forgot her name or whatever.
I was just talking to a cousin in New York, and just today, and I hadn't talked to her in a while, and I said, "How are you?" "Well, you know, I'm getting old." She's like 50 or something. Maybe she's 60, but it doesn't matter. "You know, I'm getting old." "Hold on, let me write this down because I'll forget it. I'm losing my memory." And I said, "Oh, come on, it's not that bad." "Well, it's going to happen. It's happening." And it's like, well, we're bringing this on.
Yeah, well, we're bringing this on because we've been programmed to think this way. You know, we've been programmed that we need the drugs. We've been, programmed through habit and through handing down that, well, everything, you know, the only thing certain are death and taxes. And all of these things, right? So it's part of the culture rather than you can overcome anything. You can extend your life through healthy thinking and healthy living and aspects like that. But even just that's even another show. That's the lifestyle part of it.
Yeah, that's a good show.
But going back to the transitioning phase, right? You know, something came to me when I was listening to your discussion. And I now am on the other side, right? I'm convinced that we are all players in a game, or like they say,
in a play, right?
Yeah. All the world's a stage. And if you look at the relationships and roles that you have from that perspective, and I was using the players in the game for a reason, because if you think about the fact that the game's going to end, if you've ever been in that game time situation, the game's going to end soon. It's not tragic. You know, it's something that, yeah, you're going to accept, and no, you don't want the game to end because it's fun or, whatever the situation may be in that game. But, you know, there's always going to be another game.
Mm.
And it's a completely different – if we were looking at our life and this role that we're playing as, you know, almost a game, to where then we reflect on how did we do the first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter, right? You start looking at the memories and the way you played it and how you could have played it better and would you have become better at this or that.
And a coach coaching you the different quarters, the like coach kind of Becky was doing at the end. Oh, I'm sorry, did I just steal your thunder?
No, exactly. Play, like she was saying, and the way that not only coaching but interacting, right, with other players on your team. And helping each other through, and you think of some of the races where you see those amazing stories where somebody has fallen and somebody else went back to pick them up and help them. I can't remember. I think it was one of the Olympics.
Yeah, the Special Olympics.
So
yeah,
the situations like that. Well, what perfect examples of life and life from that perspective, which is much different than the fear of death and the manifestation and the expectations and all of this that we set and create. This environment of so much negativity when think of if you have that opportunity to reflect in that way, especially when you know that someone's dying and you have that chance to be in a reflective space. But then as you were saying, to be able to maybe live your life that way where you're constantly evaluating your game time.
Yeah. You know, actually you and I have friends and acquaintances that have actually been a part of their parents passing or relatives or even friends and strangers when they're there to assist because they're either healers or they're homeopathic doctors or whatever, and they understand the different aspects of life and death. And so, you know, invariably, those that follow, like what Becky is saying, and also know about what we think is happening on the other side, et cetera, they say how beautiful it was. Oh, and it's funny because you don't know what to say to some people. So as an example, I just, 3 days ago, I found out that somebody I know, that his father passed. And so I wrote them this email without knowing exactly where they were to just kind of touch on all the things that, you know, depending on where they were, it would resonate with them. And he wrote back and said, "Thank you. I was expecting and was well prepared for my father's passing. He's in a better place, et cetera, et cetera." And I thought, wow, good for him. Yeah. But all of this to say that if more people were part of that transition.
Part of that transition, and then make it even more fun. And I've had this conversation with my father. I've started to have this conversation with my with my parents, in that let's and I put it under the what if umbrella, right? The what if is, what if these other things happen? What if there is life after? What if you are able to then watch me? And of course, people always say they feel like their parents are around, or feel like their loved one is still around.
Wow.
They have well, what if you set that up in advance?
Wow.
So come to see me in this kind of way, or in a way that I would know, and let's agree on that. Now you're starting to play out your game time through the death process, and set yourself up to be aware, not wondering, was that Breeze him? Was that her? You know,
yeah.
You're into a situation where you can actually continue to communicate with them and on that other level. And I think those opportunities to be consciously creating that, and consciously participating in that, that could be a pretty cool thing too.
You know, I like that too, on not just the end, but the beginning. It's like, as I'm meeting some new people, it feels like, oh wow, I feel like I've known you forever. And it's like, well, hello, maybe we have. And so to accept that on that end, as we accept that when that person or somebody that's really close to us leaves, to allow for the fact that they didn't really leave, they're still here. I could understand. I understand. I know firsthand. We miss them. I don't know how else to rationalize that. But yeah, I don't know. That leads into a whole other thing where I keep saying to myself, if it keeps getting better, then when I get older and we start losing people, how can I justify it keep getting better? I think that's a question for Becky, maybe.
That might be time. A question for Becky.
But anyway, but that's what we have time for today. Obviously, life is changing, and thank you for being with us as we all change together. I want to thank Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Fisher, our producer, and Doug Newson, our engineer. This is Filippo Voltaggio saying, as life changes, remember, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.